As soon as you cross the River Tamar from Devon, you notice the distinctive environment and culture that is the county, duchy and ancient Celtic land of Cornwall. We are welcomed by Rod Lyon, Grand Bard of Cornwall.
Da, Dinnerch, Mir, the Gurnow. Good day, a great welcome to Cornwall.
And that was in the Cornish language. What is the Cornish language?
Well, the Cornish language is the ancient British language. At one time, before the Anglo-Saxons arrived in the country, the one language then, of course, was the British language. And as the Anglo-Saxons pushed the British across Britain, they divided, one part going to Wales, that became the Welsh language, and the other part came down to, well, Devon and Cornwall then, and that became the Cornish language. And a few who were pushed further afield went to Brittany. And of course, so you have the three languages very much the same, that's the Breton, the Cornish and the Welsh. So that's where the Cornish really originated.
It'd be interesting to learn some Cornish phrases. Perhaps you could give us some.
Yes, I can give you some simple ones. You've already heard daith da, good day. Then there's mitten da, good morning. Gothuwer da, good evening. Nos da, good night. And if you want to be nice and polite when somebody's just given you something, you can say mireas, thank you.
So that's thank you again?
Mireas. If you want it officially, nice and long, it's miras thuwi. But simply shortened, like we say in English, thank you, or you say thanks. So that's the two equivalents, really.
So we'll go through those. Good morning.
Good morning, mitten da. Good day, daith da. Good evening, gorthiwr da. Good night, nos da. And thanks, mireas. And of course, thank you very much, miras thuwi.
And of course, we've got a special phrase for Cornwall.
Cernow bis fiacan, Cornwall forever.
Cernow bis fiacan.
Cernow bis fiacan, with a V. Cernow bis fiacan.
Cernow bis fiacan.
Okay.
Come to Cornwall and you see the flag, the white cross and the black and black background. What is that?
Well, that's originally St. Piran's flag. It's the flag of Cornwall. St. Piran, believed to be an Irish saint, possibly St.